time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. You may have heard about it, even though it seems crazy. It involves windmills, those very tall poles with blades that sometimes work. What we are talking about is a project to build windmills off the coast of Humboldt County, about 30 miles into the ocean. The hope is that these giant windmills will be a welcome addition to America's renewable energy. While I lean against this project, I am not arguing in favor or in opposition to it. My only aim today is to ask some questions that we are all thinking and to urge caution. My first thought was, how would these windmills impact the fishing industry? For me, there can be no compromise if the windmills will hurt our ability to fish. When you look at fishing, we're talking about sustainable food provided by thousands of workers in an industry as old as whenever the first human being set foot in this beautiful area. It is hard to imagine that the disruption of birds that die as a result of the turbines will not somehow affect the ecosystem of the fish swimming below. Where do we look for answers? An article studying fishing around the Block Island Fish Farm of Rhode Island argues that fishermen like the windmills because the fish tend to gather around the base of the giant machines. These pro-windmill fishermen believe the mills act as an artificial barrier reef. Of course, we cannot assume that the fish in the Atlantic that cozy up next to their windmills and make it easy for fishermen are going to act like the same fish in the Pacific. And in our bigger ocean, with all its incredibly complex animal migration routes, do we want to encourage that? My second question, what if the wind doesn't blow and the turbines don't spin? How can these windmills possibly be more efficient than other sources of energy? The answer is, they're not. The wind doesn't always blow. And to gloss over this simple fact, environmentalists, they like to forget to mention the $23 per megawatt hour federal production tax credit for wind power and the state mandates requiring the use of renewable energy. I'm sorry, just because the government subsidizes something or requires you to do it one way over another doesn't make it more efficient. More questions. These windmills will need constant maintenance. Simply search for two words, broken windmills, on YouTube and you will see what happens to them. In efforts to fix it, it will require work crews that use a combination of helicopters and boats. Until Mr. Musk equips us all with electric choppers and boats, don't pretend that these windmills will not ultimately burn a lot of fossil fuels for their upkeep. If I were to make a list of the best method for prying energy from our environment, I would not put windmills at the top of the list. As we hear more about the offshore windmills, I hope you will consider my questions and thoughts.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.